The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has released a bracing report. It finds that humans only have about the next decade to slow down the current level of greenhouse gas emissions before there's a tipping point and parts of the Earth are irreversibly changed. Scientists meeting in South Korea over the past weekend have reached a consensus that it's possible to limit a rise in global temperatures, but that will require monumental changes in policy. Brenda Eckwurzel is Director of Climate Science for the Union of Concerned Scientists. Brenda, what is your reaction to this very dire prediction in the report?
You captured it. This is a really important report, and the assignment to the scientists was to tell us what is the difference between the world warming 1.5 or 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. And the difference is, as you said, striking and dire in many instances.
So this is a lot of scary predictions, but a lot of scary predictions are made in a lot of climate studies by different sources. What makes this one different, and how do you gauge the importance of these predictions?
A lot of the scientists study talk about much larger changes by 2100, 3 degrees Celsius, which, by the way, happens to be what countries have put forth in their nationally determined contributions to try to help solve this. So they look at much higher temperatures. This is the first report to really look at what would it be like at 1.5 degrees C and how much effort would the world have to take to reach that goal.
So again, 1.5 degrees Celsius doesn't sound like a lot. What would be the consequences according to this?
Well, it is a big deal because think about this. The world has gone through about 0.8 degrees Celsius rise since the pre-industrial period. If we added another 0.6 degrees Celsius to get to 1.5 degrees, just think about how many in extreme heat waves the world has already experienced at the level of climate change we already have. The amount of hurricane extreme precipitation. What we know is that coral reefs are one of the very vulnerable species of ecosystems that are at risk at 1.5 degrees C. And at 2 degrees C, the report says we could likely lose vast majority of our coral reefs.
And on the positive side, I mean, this takes a look at the negative as well, but it says if the world was able to change and if it was able to get a hold of the climate change and global warming going on right now, half as many people would suffer from a lack of water. There would be fewer deaths and illnesses from heat and smog and infectious diseases. Seas would rise about 4 inches less, and there would be substantially fewer heat waves and downpours and droughts. One author says this is a monumental task to reverse our current course, but it is not impossible. What do you say?
The good news, it is not impossible, and that 4 inches of extra sea level rise between a 1.5C world and a 2C world is worth fighting for because that's the difference in exposing an additional 10 million people around the world to risk from sea level rise. So it's really worth doing this. And the good news is we haven't reached 1.5C yet. It will require, as you said, many transformational changes in our energy infrastructure, the way we travel, the way we grow and consume food. And it won't be easy. However, there are signs of hope. The governor of California has recently, just a couple weeks ago, signed into law 100% clean energy and trying to get to net zero carbon emissions by the year 2045. And that is something that's really important to realize, that people are stepping up and leaders are stepping up to make sure that we try to stay on track with the Paris Climate Agreement.
Our federal leaders stepping up, though, because what you're talking about that Governor Jerry Brown has done, many of these things run headlong into what the Trump administration has put forth in rolling back Obama-era climate measures. The administration in Washington is not the only one that is rolling back some environmental controls. It's happening in many countries. So the will might be there on the parts of some people. Can anything be done if the political will is not there?
Well, it's interesting because of that clean power plan that sent a signal by the Environmental Protection Agency to reduce emissions in the electricity sector. And what that has unleashed is ripple effects that, such as the U.S. Climate Alliance, which now includes 17 U.S. states representing about 40% of the U.S. population, that are committed to achieving the federal Clean Power Plan, and in fact exceeding the targets of the Clean Federal Plan, because many of the states understand that with a pullback at the federal leadership level, we need to have individuals and states and communities such as cities stepping up.
Brenda, thank you.
Thank you.
Brenda Eckwurzel is Director of Climate Science for the Union of Concerned Scientists in Washington.